Okay, right now we're in a very important sugya to understand Lavahen. To understand a lot of things. Now, let me just make a hakdama. First, take a chumash here. There's a chumash. I had a chumash here. Was a chumash here. Yeah, here's a chumash. The Torah has as follows. Vayikra Perek Hei. V'nefesh ki sechtoch. V'shama kol olav hu eid o ro o yodai v'm lo yagid v'no asa avono. This is describing Shavuos Ha'edus. Number one. O nefesh ashetiga b'chol dova tome. That is a tome to mazmikdosh v'kadoshav. V'ne'ela mimenu. It doesn't say v'ne'ela mimenu by Shavuos Ha'edus. It says v'ne'ela mimenu b'tum mazmikdosh v'kadoshav. O nefesh ki sishova levate b'sosayim. Talking about what? Shavuos Bitui. It says, "V'ne'ela mimenu." So you have three cases, and it says, "V'hoyo kiyesha, v'hu yoda v'oshim la'achas me'ela." V'hoyo kiyesha la'achas me'ela. Achas me'ela is mentioned twice. V'izvado. Okay. Now it tells the Korban Ola v'yored. This is different than every other chatos. Every other chatos, you bring a seir or a kisva, a male sheep, a female sheep or goat, a female, and here it depends. The kavim had some kisva, seir asizim l'chatos. You can do that. Let's say he can't afford it. That does not exist in a normal chatas. Chatas, that's the way it is. You don't have the money. It's like you don't have the money for a lulav, an esrog, or a sukkah, whatever. Here, built into the korban is an adjustment for one's financial situation. What do you bring? You bring two birds. Shtei sorim or shtei b'nei yona. Echad l'chatos v'echad l'olo. Okay. In lo sasi gyodo, and he can't afford that, he brings a small amount of a mincha, a small amount of flour. Okay. Okay, this is the parsha of korban olo v'yore. There are three examples. One, it doesn't say anything about v'ne'ela mimenu. Two and three, it does. Chazal learned in Shavuos Ha'edus she'chayav even for a mezid. Now, what is the aveira? What aveira does Shavuos Ha'edus violate? He violates, let's give a whole list. In any yodei alochay, this is no bal yachol. The Gemara says later on, because no chalos yisurim. But he swore sheker. That's definitely lo tishovu b'shmila sheker. Number two, if there's a Gemara, the Gemara says like this. Let's say I take a shvua in any yodei alochay. Then I changed my mind. I knew the Elochaitis. I said, no, I'm mistaken, I'm about Shuva, Chveish. I'll pay my price, but I have to admit I know Aedis. The Gemara says, it doesn't work, why not? Kevin Shehigid, Shuv, and Cholzen Umagid. Well, wait a second, he didn't say Aedis, he just said, and in the Yodei Elochaitis. The Parsha Shavuos Ha'edus tells me what? That it gives it a din Edus. I am made that I don't know Edus. And now if I say I do know Eidus, so I'm trying to contradict my original Eidus, I can't get me shake shuv ein chozer makom. Word of Lamed Aleph and Beis. So he's violated shuv b'shmel ashoka. He's violated im lo san of reche ed shoka. Okay, next, let's just pile up averus on this guy's head. Okay, if I know Eidus, I'm a chuyiv to be meyer. It's an essay. We learn that from Lo Yagim Ro Savon, he's mevatel the essay, making it impossible for him to be meyer. Three. Four. What case is there shuos Eidus? Shua that if I would be meyer, I would be mechayev mamon. That means Reuven owes Shimon money. Shimon doesn't want to pay. So Reuven asked me to be meyer. By my refusing it, that means my eidus, Reuven will not be able to get the money from Shimon. So he's mafsid him mamon. So chore, he's a mazik. Mafsid him mamon. Okay. Now, this is the Parsha Shavuos Eidos, is the Parsha of Shavuos Bitur. And it's obvious a question, why do you need Shavuos Eidos if you already have Shavuos Bitur? The Gemara asks that question. Then at the end, there's another Parsha. V'adah b'Hashem amol shalema. Nevesh kisechto amol amal b'Hashem. V'chichesh b'amiso. V'chichesh b'amiso is the Parsha Shavuos Epikot. Now, Parsha Shavuos HaPikudim is different. If you'll take why, what do? I owe money. I say I don't owe money. The person is mashbia me. I take a shua, I don't owe you money. And it's a sheker, I do owe you money. So, if you take a look at the introduction of the Ram Hilchos Shavuos, how many mitzvahs are there? Shelo lishava b'shmo l'sheker. Lo shava b'shmo l'sheker. Shelo lichbo b'pikodin. Kfira b'pikodin. And that is under Hilchos Shavuos. Okay. Now, Rambam says, in Perek Aleph Halachei, no. Let's see. Let's see. Reish Memchas. What does he say? Lo tasei Reish Memchas. Yironu shol chachesh hachovo shenschayavnu behem v'pikdon shehufkudu etzleinu. Lo tasei chachashu. Denying money I owe you. His bias of a moment had caused the medaber. Fishinema, a chichish, or a nishbal sheker, madno onesh has heard me now, and tamalom los a chachash. Denying Kvayodata, Shakov Pikodin, possibly Eidos, of Bishlo Nishba. Why is he possibly Eidos, or Oruel Amoro, los a chachash? Now, when are you possibly Eidos? For an avera of the kichas mamon, it's an averus mamon. That's one. Now, mitzvah reish mem tes. He shava al kfiras mamon hamutol aleinu. If I'm swearing about mamon, that I have to. Amoris alus sashaku ish bamiso. Shofa b'kodin for oval amara. When I deny the money, I violate losa chachashu. And when I'm nishba l'sheker al kfir also, I losa shakru ishmemus. Ma tamad lo mafishinem of a nishba l'sheker. The Torah gives me a parsha of shuasa b'kodin and Onesh had ended. That's the onesh. Terminai tamalom so shakru. Okay. Mishin nishbeshu a shekel kfiras over b'shnei lavim. Lo tishovu b'shmila shekel. Lo tishakru ishba miso. Wait a second. This is the third. Lo tishachash. When you come up to me and say, give me money. I say, I don't know you. Lo tishachash. Then when I swear, I already was over in lo tishachashu. Now I am over in two things. What? Lo tishovu b'shmila shekel. And lo tishakru ishba miso. What's the onish? The onish is an asham gazelos. You bring a carbon, not an olive yor, an asham gazelos. You play karen v'chomish. Okay. Now, this is shuas hapikod. Shuas ha'edus is no separate los haseh. Shuas ha'edus on the shua itself. You're over lo tishovu b'shmila shekel, and the onish is the same onish. Now, Mura says like this: we've been talking about lav ahead. The Gemara gives a unique case of lav ahead. Amar Abaye. The potter, his potter. In this memory, Rabbi says like this: the aval gav lo boy lahabo ulashova. He doesn't need lahabo. He doesn't need lashova. Lavehen boy. The omer shua she'ani yodeh l'cho edus, hein meshkachas bo. La'avo meshkachas lo. The lesser be'ani yodeh l'cho, the ain'i yodeh l'cho edus, la'av ishom shuyas b'tichi v'rachmon, l'schaya bo chutz l'bezim, ele mishom shuyas edus, v'ain'i ele b'bezim b'roi l'hoi. What is Rashi telling us? Rashi says that according to Abaye, at this point of the argument, according to the Baye, if I say, Eneni yodeh l'cho edus, and I'm chutz l'bez, and I do not fulfill all the criteria of shuas edus, the 10 criteria that Rambam has, I'm not going to be chayav for shuas bita. No. So therefore, if I take a shua, no matter where I take that shua, ani yodeh l'chaedus, the flip side of that, and any yodeh l'chaedus, I'm not going to be chayav for. So, in la v'hen, no shua. The opposite has to be a shua's bitui. So if I say shua she ochal matzah leil pesach, Lavahen is shelo ochal matzah leil pesach. That's not a shua sbitu, it's a shua shov. So lavahen means the opposite has to be also a shua sbitu. Both sides have to be a shua sbitu. And one is bechlal not a shua sbitu for whatever technical reasons. The other is because it's shua shov. Rashi says, what about if he doesn't fulfill the tanoim? It's still not going to be a shuas bitui. That's the pashas of Rashi at this point. Hey adati velo hey adati. Machlokas bisham l'shmuel. I was made. Don milsa the less of habo lo machayev lo shava. He says. So. Rahochi afke rachmona l'shuas edus. Shua adati v'lo he adati. Machlokas. Why? Because according to Shmuel, who says, Yisabel ha'bo, Roma milsa de l'asabel ha'bo. No machayva le l'shova. Rahochi afke rachmona l'shuas edus. Machal shuas bitu. Why? Because I cannot, says Rashi, I cannot swear what? I will be made or I won't be made. I won't be made is a bittul mitzvah. What about yodati v'lo yodati? So if you take a look in the Rimigash, he says, I never know that I will not know any edus about you. I don't know. So if I say, I will never be made in the future, I will not know, maybe I will know. So it's not in my control. I'm walking down the street one day and boom, someone smashes into your car. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I can't predict what I'm going to be doing in the future. So it's nothing that is under my total control that I will know. And I will not be made. And if I do know and I won't, and I say I won't be made, that's levatel samitzvah. I'm chayav to be made. So, yodati v'lo yodati, or he'arati v'lo he'arati, depends whether it's lahabo or not. So now I know. So if and any yodei lochay, this is bechlal not a shvuas bitui, because less of lahabo. According to Rav, you don't need b'esab l'habo. So why in the world did the Torah have to come up with the whole parsha Shavuos Bitoi, Shavuos Eidos? I already know it from Shavuos Bitoi. L'may hilchos se'afke rachmona. Amru rabbona kamei d'abaye. So that Rabbanan said the chuvah of tarti, I'm chayev twice. That's what the Talmidim in Rav's in Abai's yeshiva had to say. Abai says, Talmidim, you're wrong. Talmidim, you're wrong. Lomatzisu amritu, titanya la achas meyelu, la achas atam achayev, yatam achayev oshtayev. Now, tame b'tos koron dorish melachas b'shvua shelo ochal. Patzchitin, patzorin, patzkusim, d'chayv o kolach zvach, d'hod o dorish mine, chayv lach, d'e shloma d'b'tos koron mag melachas, dorish me eila. V'ashok tzas eila haksuvim b'parsh. Inam ilman do melachas ko dorish shmul dorish ko dorish et kolach. Wherever the drasha comes from, he has this drasha. Okay, now, what does Rashi say? Here we get into a very subtle thing. Is he talking about onesh? There's only one onesh, or there's only one shvuah? Tarti. Im ro'i lohoyed v'hu kof bo bebez l'chayv sh'tayim ishmu zedus la'achas v'hi yin yonik siv g'yesh or by my hilchos aliba de rav. So, if you don't know, you're going to bring one korban. Rabaye l'may hilchos efkez rachmono l'chadetanya. So, if he doesn't think it's chayav tarti, so why is there a special parsha? Chulonem avanelam, v'kam lonem avanelam. Chayav al mezik kishokik. Rabbanan told Abaye, Eima b'mezid mechayev chodah, b'shogeg mechayev tartin. Ulav haine dar melachas, achat mechayev, achat mechayev ashtayim. Iba mezid mechayev tartin. And therefore the pasuk must be talking about shogeg. B'mezid delesa l'shua spiti mechayev chodah, m'shomed b'shogeg yikilch. Lav hainu dami, l'chu behedim, meyitekro milchayv tati, al koch b'shogeg hu meyitekro. Meizin meyike tati, v'lom elimutu hoi ein chiyub bitu b'meizin. Ochi garsin, we have to be very careful about the pshatim here. Ibn Mezid, Mikatarti, you know, too amazing. Rav Amar, Rav says different. So what does Abaye said? Abaye has told us that two things. Enini yodeh lecha edus. Two separate members of Abaye. And the Gemara is going to ask the steer in Abaye. One is, there's no such thing as an edus, a shuas bitul, shua ani yodeh lecha edus. Why? Because shua shenini yodeh lecha edus is never a bitul. And Abaye has told us that the reason that the Torah had to come up with a special Zeres HaKosef of Shuas HaEdus is not to tell me only Chayev once. No, I know that from Achas Mehena. To tell me Mezik Hashoki. No. But he is saying I have a Zeres HaKosef of Achas. Rava says a whole different thing. Lo tzarech lemutim el achas. I don't agree with the gzeres because of my achas. I don't need it. V'chi osa l'ach, lo tzir medon, v'chi osa l'achas lemutim echi v'shtayim, lav v'edus v'bitu yosa. V'vu al v'bitu l'chude, shema omer shur shal olcha, olcha patzchit, patzor, patzkusman, chav achas. Rashi is not agreeing with Tosfos. Not that they're two separate things. He says, Achas just tell me paschim, paschim. That's all it tells me. I don't need it. Why not? Because Havel Eidus Dovish Hoya Bechlal Bitoy. God said, Din Minatma, Dov Chodesh, Burin Lohoyer, Bebezin. Because Ein Lecha Boel Chedusha, Mishum Eidus Chayev, Lo Mishum Bitoy. So, he says, I don't need Achas. The moment I fulfill, what does Rashi say? So, wherever you chayev bitoy, you're not going to, you chayev edus, you're not chayev bitoy. And bitoy has, and edus has its criteria. B'chal de Abaye, the Yitzchak Kral de Mute, says the Gemara. So, says Rashi. Kloma, Isa l'shem shuas bitu b'ene yodeh l'chaydus. V'haydu lo machayev tarati m'shum yutu, d'ene te machayev ashtayu. And, so according to Abaye, what is happening? There is bitoy. Every shua, in any yodeh l'chaydus, is two separate, it's a din bitoy and a din edus. Except you can only give one onish. You pull out that, but if it doesn't fit the criteria of Eidus, then you don't have the just because of Achas anymore, and you're chayvim for Bitur. So therefore, that's a contradiction to what Abaye said before. Ani yodeh lecha Eidus, it is belavehen. Why? Because sure shani yodeh lecha Eidus, and any yodeh lecha Eidus is Bitur in Eidus. What's the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? Hechda isa lebitoy v'lesa leedis kam psula no shlo bebezdin, where lachas doesn't apply, so the bitoy pops up. Okay, so what is Abaye in the end of the day? So, and there's a steam in Abaye. Because Abaye previously said, no, that Shvush in any Yodeh Elcha Eidus is never going to be a Bitoy. And that's why it's less a Balavahen. There's a Seer in Abaye. The two members in Abaye contradict each other. Where it says, Hod Abaye Abaye. Abaye changes mind. From which one of the two? We don't know. Now, what will Rava hold about Abaye's first halacha? Shua sha'ani yodeh lecha edus. he's going to say it's less a bala of a hen. Because shush in any of the elchaydus is never ever going to be. So what is he saying? Change his mind. So what does Rava say? Under what circumstances? Under the circumstances of Edis, of Bezdin or Bechlau. That language. Rashi isn't too talkative here. And we paskin like Rava. And Abaye changes mind. If Machlokas Abaye and Rava, let's just realize, how do we paskin Machlokas Abaye and Rava? Rava. Except six cases, Yalkagam. Or maybe it's a Machlokas Rava and Rav Papa. But we don't know where Abaye changes mind from the first member to the second member. And we don't know which one would be Rav Papa. We don't know. Or leaves it hanging. Why? Because really, apparently irrelevant, because we passing like Rava. Now, what did Rava say? So Rava says that, let's see Rashi. When only ruin lohoru be best. When in the case of ruin lohoru and best, apparently ain ruin lohoru or not in besten, you're going to be chayv for bitur. So therefore, it is isa b'lav ahead if they're not in besten. So Rava's halacha isn't clear. Abaye's initial halacha is not so clear according to Rava. Okay, that is where Rashi's coming from. Let's just see a total different angle. Is where the Rambam's coming from. Let's how the Rambam learned the sugya is mystifying. Well, Mirz Hashem have a solution, but Rambam holds in Perek, says in Perek, Tess, Komokam Shemaru Potem Yishuas Eidus Avochai Yishuas Bitoy. And all, if I don't fulfill all the criteria of Shuas Ha'edus, I'm Chayiv in Shuas Bitoy. Right? So that sounds like good Rava. The Gemara never spells it out explicitly. So, Da'afu Shum Mezid, Eno Chayiv Mishum Shuas Bitoy, Ela Mishum Shuas Ha'edus. Because of Hotzi Shuas Eidus, Mechlal Shuas Bita, the Torah excluded it. The Chayav Amezo Keshoga, Globa Malkus. Shene Emar La Achas Mehena. Wait a second. He's certainly not like Rashi. Rashi says, no. Abaye says La Achas Mehena. Rava doesn't believe it. Lachas Mehena is Paskin, Paskin, Chim Paskus from Pasora. Rava has Lachas Mehena. First of all, you can't pask like a Abaye. It's against the rules. But then let's read what he says in Aloch Yurches. He drives us even crazier. Hanishba Chaver Shu Yodei Eloedus, Vimshenu Yodei Eloedus, Zepot, Vienkan Lo Shu Asedus, Lo Shu Asbitoi. Why? That's Eidus and not Bitoy. Now, he paskins Abaye's first halacha. But wait a second. he basks in both abayas. The Gemara says, Astir in both abayas. So the Gemara says, Astir in both abayas. And then, Abaye and Rava, he paskin Rava anyway. So what's he doing? What's his malach in the Gemara? He obviously had a very, very different malach in the Gemara. So let's take a look at his Rebbe, the Rimi Gash. We'll do the easy Rishonim before we get to the more difficult Rishonim, just to familiarize yourself with all the twists and turns in the sugya. Rimi Gash. Now you have to understand one thing about the Rambam and the Rimi Gash. The Rambam and the Rimi Gash. The Rambam writes about the Rimi Gash with the most unbelievable description. V'daito mavis b'chol ha-talmid. His understanding of Shas, everywhere in Shas, is frighteningly unusual. He thinks he was mamish le'ela le'ela. And very, very rarely does he disagree with the Rimi Gash. He calls him Rabosai, even though he never learned by him. He was 5 years old when Rimi Gash died. But there are all these weird stories that have no basis. The Rimi Gash saw him when he was 2 years old and said, this guy's the biggest genius that ever was. No. The Rambam may have seen him, but he never learned by him. He learned by his father, who was a Talmud of the Rimi Gash. And Rimi Gash was the Talmud Muvik of the Rif. Amar Abaye. Read the Rimi Gash. What did Rabbi Omer Chaver Shur Shani Yodeh Lecho Eidus Ishtachet Lelo Yodah Depot Holy Lesser Belav in Yodeh. Mishum Di Eini Yodeh Lecho Eidus Hainu Shuos Ho Eidus. The Mishkachach Bashum Uzu Eidus Unamachai, Velo Mishum Shuas Bitu. Came the Chuyu Vela Mishum Shuas Bitu, Kimishtab and Namishan Yodel Chaydus Pot, or lesser Bishuas Bitu Belav. You need everything lava hen, it's not a Shuas Bitu. Yodati Velo Yodati Hayati Velo Yati Machok, Svav Chai Velo Is Belav Ahead, Shmu Pot, or lesser Belabo. Ishtabish Lo Yodalo, Eidus Labok, Hevishav Shedeid, he'll know Belik Havana, Mishum Shuas Shov. That's something I can't control. That we've seen already. Oh, it says, Lohochi after Rachman Rashur said, Rachman Rashur speak to you. He loved after Rachman Rachur speak to you. Vechiva, but favorish, they'll have a Machai Rishum Shur speak to you. Cloud. That's a Bela Habo. Okay. So how is he interpreting a Rava? The only time you have Shuas Eidus and Mezid. Boom. What is the reason for the Chiddush? The reason for the Chiddush is otherwise I want of no Mezid. So what's the Chiddush? That you have Mezid. Wonderful. So the whole parsha of Shuas Eidus is to tell me what? I'm Chayav Mezid. Anything else? Shogeg and Shuas Eidus is a Shvuas Bitoi, according to Rava. Nimtza Achshav. And he summarizes himself. He's taking the whole world and turning it upside down. Ben Labai Ben Larova, Haydik Sivrach Monashuasay, this thing amazes the Kosa. Al Beshogeg, Lachashuas Bituhu. Meshum Shuas Bituhu, the Machuya, for Lomishum Shuasay this. Big time at the mill said, Lomachai Beshogeg, Meshum Shuasay this, who the plague. What's the read? Halachal and Maisa, they agree. Halacha and Maisa agree, but there's the reason for it. Is the reason you're only chayiv shuas edus because of edus in meis because of edus not bitur is because of achas or because tove yotzo bechlav yotzo merchlav by makom melachas rov yol of time mishum de havelei dove shnei bechlav. We all my by Hochi or Xiv, the Shuas Aedus, the Chival Amazer, who the Kotva Abashoge, Kilakaima Kaima, how Shuas Peter. Dilma the Hegel Amash, Amar by Motor Rabba Amel Chaveva. The Alma the Hegel Amash, Shuas and Yedelchoi, this was Shuas Aedus from the Chav. Mamadrina, no, Abai changed his mind. Echanam, it's a steer between those two memories. Hodin Perusha de Shmaitza. This is the Pshat. Okay, so by the time we finish, what's the halacha? Shua shani yodei alucha edus is chayiv, because it's yisa b'la v'hen. Shua shani yodei alucha edus is shua's bitwa. Right? And we don't pass an achas, we don't pass an abaye. His Talmud, the Rambam, did not agree with him. Obviously, well, we shall see. Oh, the Alma. V'chazina lo l'rab v'sa b'ho d'amrina mi'om rabbi ochi perish lo doyek. Okay. He says, we see people who disagreed. He's disagreeing the Rimigash or this Rebbe the Riff. We'll see the Riff. It's the more complicated sheet is the Riff. Okay. Let's just take a look at, before we get into the Riff and the Mulchamas and the Balamor. See, the Chedushi Ramban, he says as follows. The Hodo Amarovale, Havidovishar is Bechlau. What do you learn from here within Rashi? וכן שאני יודע, אף בשפטור משווס עדס, כגון חוס לבזר שלו יחל עדב, ושומע פי הטובה, פטור משווס ביטוי. According to Rava, the words, אינני יודע לך עדס, or אני יודע לך עדס, have nothing to do with ביטוי. The Torah didn't only take the chiddush out, the Torah took the whole bunch of those words, according to Rava. And that's what Rashi says. That's what Rava is. That's how he interprets Rava. Right? He's interpreting Rashi and Rava. Rashi says, Nafgamina, the Isilabitri, Velesiliatus. He's saying that in Abaye. Okay. Av a carve apostle, Hakova Bez of a Chod of a Nishba, Kamishan Ruin, Ain't a Bachal Ages, Chayov and Bebitoi. Karavu Potsu, but he says that's only by a person who's shayich to Eidos. A person's not shayich to Eidos because he's a Karav or apostle. So we didn't take him out of the chal. He says, Ulakan to'u harav halevi v'harav Moshe talmido to'uz gedola. Those are very, very sharp words. Very sharp words. To'uz gedola. Hadak shim yom rabbi hachi. The Rif explained the sugya, and I explained the Rif in the Melchamas. Let's take a look in the Rashba. I'm giving you time to just organize the sugya, so by the time you get to the Rif and the Balamor and the Ramban, you'll understand what the issues that they're dealing with. So it's easier to do it this way. The Rashba says, "Klom amidum amidus haTorah he shekol dover shere bechal." And therefore, we don't need the whole Gzeres HaKol Tov Achas, the Abaye says. We don't need it. Hilchos Kol HaKosher LaHoed, Sha'ama, Eini Yodel Chayedus, or Shani Yodel Chayedus, Af Al Pi, Shenishbu Chutz LaBezdin, Sheptura Mishvua, Ina Mishol Yichad Leidim, all the different criteria, Pota Mishvua Zbitoi. Differently. Uldi kashli al dvarav. I have a bunch of kashas against Rimi Gash. The shogig the shua se edus zusha omar rab. He says, no. He says, the whole, he has a bunch of kashas. Okay, now, tomorrow, Amir Hashem, you should have time to go through the entire Rif, good part of the Balamor Ramban, and that's what we will be focusing on tomorrow. Okay? Amir Hashem, Blineder.